Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Living in a world that values immediacy, efficiency, and productivity, we often find ourselves striving to predict the future in order to beat and manage time. We ask the question, what will happen tomorrow, next week, next year, or even decades from now? However, sometimes our expectations may not happen as we planned or as quickly as we hope. In any situation, God wants us to trust in His timing and wait on Him. In this message, we'll explore the concept of trusting in God's timing and look at how we can place our trust in a higher power, allowing things to work out in God's perfect way and unfold in their own time. Our topic today is this time, and our Bible text is from Acts chapter 1 verses 6 to 8.
Acts chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority." Verse 8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
As human beings, we are often fascinated with the idea of knowing what the future holds. We want to know what will happen tomorrow, next week, next year, or even decades from now. We try to predict the future by looking at trends, analyzing data, or seeking advice from experts. While it is important to plan ahead and be prepared, we must remember that ultimately, our future is in God's hands. From our Bible text, in the book of Acts chapter 1 verses 6 to 8, the disciples asked Jesus if he was going to restore the kingdom to Israel at that time. Jesus replied that it was not for them to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Instead, he instructed them to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them and empower them to be his witnesses. This passage reminds us that we should not be preoccupied with trying to figure out the future. Instead, we should focus on what we can do right now. We should seek to be faithful in the present moment, trusting that God will guide us and lead us where we need to go. Waiting on God is not easy. We live in a culture that values immediacy, efficiency, and productivity. We are conditioned to believe that we should always be doing something, achieving something, or planning something. Waiting feels like a waste of time. It feels like we are not making progress, not moving forward, not accomplishing anything. But waiting is an important part of the Christian life. It is in the waiting that we learn to trust God, to depend on Him, and to surrender our own plans and desires to His will. It is in the waiting that we develop patience, perseverance, and humility. It is in the waiting that we grow in faith and character. When we wait on God, we may not always understand what He is doing or why He is allowing certain things to happen. We may question His goodness, His power, and His love. We may feel frustrated, disappointed, or even angry. But we can be confident that He is working all things together for our good and His glory. God's timing is not our timing. His ways are not our ways. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We may think that something should happen now, but God knows that it is not the right time. We may think that we are ready for something, but God knows that we still have some growing to do. We may think that we have it all figured out, but God knows that there are things we cannot see or understand. As believers, we need to trust that God is at work in our lives, even when we can't see it. We need to believe that He has a plan for our lives, and His plan is good. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plan for us is not to harm us but to prosper us and give us a future filled with hope. Waiting on God's timing can also be a time of growth and preparation. God often uses these seasons to refine us and shape us into the people He wants us to be. In James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4, we are told, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." When we go through trials and times of waiting, God is working in us to produce steadfastness and maturity. We also need to remember that God's plan for our lives is not just about us. He has a bigger picture in mind. Our trials and waiting seasons can be an opportunity for us to shine a light for others and show them the hope that we have in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, Paul writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." God comforts us in our trials so that we can comfort others who are going through similar struggles. Let us not forget that God is with us during the time of waiting, even when we can't see or understand what He's doing. He is faithful and will never leave us or forsake us, according to Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. We can trust His timing and plan, knowing that He has our best interests at heart. As we wait on Him, let us grow in faith and steadfastness, and be a light for others in the midst of our waiting. In conclusion, waiting on God's timing can be challenging, but it can also be a time of growth and preparation. We need to trust in God's plan and have faith that He is working all things for our good. We can find comfort in knowing that God has a plan for our lives, and that plan is good. We can also find strength in God's Word. As we wait, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, and trust in His unfailing love and faithfulness. As you go today, take some time to pray and ask God to give you strength and faith to wait on His timing and plan for your life. Ask Him for a heart that will be obedient and that will totally trust in His plans in the face of pressure and challenges of every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness and goodness. We trust in Your timing and plan for our lives, even when we don't understand what You're doing. Help us to be patient and steadfast during times of waiting, and to find joy and purpose in serving others. May we be a light for others, pointing them to You and Your love. Today, we ask for Your strength and guidance as we wait on You. Grant us this day the grace to be patient and bless the works of our hands as we go out today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, chapter 9 and chapter 10. And for the evening, Mark chapter 12 verse 28 to 44. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.